Monster! You killed my puddin'! You killed him! How could you? Don't struggle, B-Man. It won't help ya. Do you even remember what happened? I set a trap for you, and you fell for it. Of course you did. You just have to try and save everybody, don't you? Well, why couldn't you have saved him? Why'd you have to let him die? Why? Well, you're mine now, Bats. I caught you, and I've got you right where I want you. You're all tied up. Don't try and speak, either. I know you don't talk much, but I don't want you to try and talk me out of this. This is my master plan, B-Man. One that'll make Mr. J proud of me. He was brilliant, you know. He was crazy, but aren't we all? In fact, sometimes I think you're even crazier than he was, B-Man. I mean, who wanders around at night dressed like a giant bat? Oh! That reminds me of a great joke he used to tell. How does a crazy person travel through Gotham Park? Come on. No? Well, they take the psychopath! Anyway, he could never kill you. No. You were too important to him. He always talked about it, but I don't think he could ever pull the trigger. Sometimes I think he cared about you more than he cared about me. I loved him, you know? I fell in love with him the very first time I saw him at the asylum. It took me 3 months to convince him to let me treat him, but when I did, he made me feel like I was the only thing in the world that mattered. I loved him for that. I gave up my life for that. And now he's gone. But he wasn't the only one who meant a lot to me. I'd just like to say, if there were no Batman, there'd have been no Joker. And I never would have met my puddin'. Thank you, Batman. I know how important you were to Mr. J. And I just want to show you how much you mean to me, too. By now, you must be feeling a little chill. When I tied you up, I took off your suit. Don't worry, silly. I've left the mask. I don't care who you are. That's not why you're here. I did think about killing you, but where's the fun in that? All we need to be happy is a smile, right? That's why Mr. J never had a dull moment. He was always smiling. My puddin' had the time of his life while you were alive. And now, I'm going to give you the time of your life, too. The doctor will see you now. You look a lot different without your suit on, Batman. A lot more fragile. Look at all those scars. I don't think I've ever seen so many on one person. How many of them did he give you? He gave me a few, too. Mostly emotional scars, though. He liked to keep me pretty. What was I to him if I wasn't pretty? If I wasn't smiling. The boss always liked me to wear a smile to work. Let me touch them. Do they hurt? Do you need the doctor to kiss him better? Let's start with your neck. Look how far down these go. You poor thing. How do you cope with all this pain? How do you sleep at night when you think of all the things he's done to you? That he's done to Gotham? But don't worry. He can't hurt you anymore. He can't hurt either of us anymore. And the good doctor knows just what to prescribe for the situation. Look how big you are, Dark Knight. I can see you're excited for what I got planned for you. It's a shame you can't do anything about it while your hands are all tied up. Would you like some help? Let me touch you. I'll be soft and gentle, don't worry. I'll take my hands and just stroke it slowly. Up and down. Let all those worries and cares wash away with each stroke. Up and down. It's just me and you here, Batman. And all I want is for you to be happy. Let down your facade and open up to me. Focus on the way you feel with my hands around you. As I move them up and down. 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 You want to open up to me, don't you? To let me peek inside and see what makes you tick? It feels so good in my hands. Does it feel good for you too, Batman? Surely even the big bad Dark Knight is allowed to feel a bit of relief every now and again. It's good for you, you know. You think I'm obsessed with the Joker, but my obsession's nothing compared to yours. We're very similar in that respect, you know. I'm not crazy. No crazier than you are, at least. You were a lot like him. You were both driven by something. You both saw something fatally wrong with the world that needed fixing. You must have. Why else would you keep going? Let me keep stroking that cock for you, Batman. And you can tell me what drove you to this madness. Boring! Where's the fun in that? God, I hate it when she gets out of her cage and spouts nonsense. Let's pick up the pace, B-Man. You like to live on the edge, don't you? Of course you do! Why else would you dress up like a bat and fly around Gotham? I guess you could be a vampire. Nah, I think you just like me, Bats. You love the rush. The feeling you get when you do something a little dangerous. A man like that, a man like you, would want to be worked a little more like this. Up and down and 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 up and down. How does that feel? Do you like the way I play with your dick? Are you close to finishing? Well, I hope not. Because I'm not quite done yet. Let me stop stroking you for a minute. Oh, don't make that face at me. All in good time, Batsy. Holly doesn't disappoint. We're getting closer and closer to the grand finale. I bet you're sick of hearing me talking about it by now, huh? Mr. J used to get sick of me talking, too. I learned when to be quiet. I think I could shut up for you too, Bats. Put my mouth to better use. Your cock is quivering for me, V-Man. It's already dripping. Want me to clean you up? Let me just run my tongue up your shaft and make you all nice and tidy. Can't have you looking messier than me right now. You taste so good, Bats. I expected you to taste bitter, but you're surprisingly sweet. Oh, Batman. This isn't usually how I would conduct an assessment, but desperate times call for desperate measures. It's just so hard to concentrate with you like this. I'm almost shaken with anticipation. I've got chills, V-Man, and they're multiplying. But I'm not gonna lose control. I know you're used to being in control and taking charge of things, but I want you to surrender yourself fully to me right now. Let me just take off this silly corset so that you can get a good look at me. I want those moody eyes to linger on my body. And just take it all in. I'm not wearing a bra. Watch as my slender fingers softly stroke my tender nipples. I bet you want these fingers on your body again, don't you? Well, been there, tried that. Your real prize is downstairs. I'll slip off my skirt and you can feast your eyes on my panties. They are soaked at the thought of you. You haven't said a word, but I've learned so much about you tonight. Intimate knowledge of the Dark Knight himself. It's a psychiatrist's dream. You're making me so flustered. I just want you inside me. You want it too, don't you? I can see you nodding your head. If you could speak, you'd be begging me by now, wouldn't you? Let me just slip off these panties and then you can have your way with me. You deserve it. I can feel your knees trembling, Batman. Don't tell me that the infamous Batman is scared of a little old Harleen Quinzel. There's nothing to be frightened about. I'll go slow. Ease you in and ride you gently. Can you feel how wet I am for you? You like that, don't you? Let me just ease myself on. That feels so good. Let me just sit here for a moment and take it all in. Thank you for this, Batman. Thank you for giving yourself to me. I want you to look me in the eyes as I work your body, as I ride you up and down. Do you like how I feel sliding down on you? How my body feels against yours as I gently ride you up and down and up and down. I want to see you surrender yourself to my embrace, Batman. Let your guard down and let me in. You feel at peace with me here, don't you? You can feel yourself giving in to me as I work your thick member up and down and up and down and up. And down, and up, and down, and up, and down. You feel so good inside me. That's right, B-Man. Keep going. Like you know you want to. Like I know you wanted to this entire time. What's wrong, B-Man? Don't you want to rev up your holly? Vroom, vroom. Don't you want to take me for a real ride and see how fast I can go? I'm doing this for you, Bats. For us. Here we go. Up and down and 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 up and down. And up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. God, B-Man, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm not crazy, remember? I just know how you like it. I know you're about ready to burst, B-Man. I want you to come for me. I want you to come. Come for your naughty little Holly. I can see those eyes widening. I can hear your breath quickening. Keep going. Don't stop. Let it all out. Let every last drop out. You did it, B-Man. Oh, good job. All of that just for little old me. You shouldn't have. Now, all we need to do is wait. You might have taken my pudding from me, but hopefully, you've given me a baby B-Man of my own to replace him with. And if not, well, then I'll be back tomorrow. And the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, until I get what I want. Oh, I think I made a mess on your cape. Not like you're gonna be needing it now anyway. You're not Gotham's Caped Crusader anymore. You're mine.